When the going gets tough, the tough call FEMA. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The weather forecasters were dead on. They were so dead on that for once, the real pictures posted to the internet were more spectacular than the phony ones. A number of other realities emerged too. The map of the storm surge inundating Lower Manhattan looked eerily similar to Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. And even though the federal government remains deeply in debt, nobody is questioning FEMA's generosity. A year ago, there was a movement among Tea Party Republicans to insist on offsetting budget cuts to pay for federal disaster relief, and Mitt Romney himself tackled the question last December.
FEMA's about to run out of money, and there are some people who say, you know, maybe we're learning a lesson here that the states should take on more of this role. How do you deal with something like that?
Absolutely. Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction.
He wasn't saying abolish FEMA, only that state governments ought to take charge. Which they have in this case. But he was clearly saying that they should also pay for it. And yet, even a tough fiscal conservative like Chris Christie, who does he call for money?
I was on the phone at midnight again last night with the president. He has expedited the designation of New Jersey as a major disaster area.
That means New Jersey gets loans and outright grants to rebuild homes, rent for displaced families, unemployment benefits if your workplace was destroyed, even cash flow loans for small businesses, all paid for by the federal government. Of course, the states are certainly free to repay all that. We'll see. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.